The announcement was made by EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy during a hastily called press conference Friday. She says the move is a significant step in ensuring that the world's most productive salmon fishery is safe from the risks that it faces from what could be one of the largest mines on Earth. McCarthy notes the action is in direct response to the request made in 2010 by several tribes in the Bristol Bay region for the agency to use authority granted it under a section of the Clean Water Act. To guide its decision-making, the EPA put together the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment, which was released last month. The assessment documented the potential negative impacts from a large mine in the region. McCarthy says the assessment showed the Bristol Bay watershed is among the most productive watersheds on the planet.
We learn what makes that ecosystem tick and why it's the most prolific salmon factory in the world. You know, extensive existing data, including information that was collected as part of EPA's 3-year scientific assessment, provided ample reason for EPA to believe that the mine of this size and scope of the Pebble Mine would have significant and irreversible negative impacts on the Bristol Bay watershed and its salmon-bearing waters.
EPA is sending a letter about its decision to the state of Alaska, the Pebble Limited Partnership, and the Corps of Engineers, which has the authority to issue the dredge and fill permits that would be needed for a mine the size of the proposed Pebble Mine to go forward. During Friday's press conference, McCarthy characterized the salmon that return every summer to Bristol Bay as a tremendous resource.
And it's worthy of out-of-the-ordinary agency actions to protect it. And no one should read into this action any change in the mining permit processes, either contemplated or underway in any other location. Bristol Bay is a very unique situation. This is a unique mine in a very unique place. That is what this process is speaking to.
The Bristol Bay region produces nearly 50% of the world's sockeye salmon, and that salmon is the cornerstone of the economy in the region and the way of life of the people that call the region home. The 404C process that will be used by the EPA was outlined in detail during Friday's press conference by EPA Region 10 Administrator Dennis McLaren. He says the review process will include public hearings and a public comment period. He stressed that the input of the Pebble Limited Partnership, the Corps of Engineers, and the state of Alaska will be encouraged. Since passage of the Clean Water Act in 1972, the EPA has only used its authority under Section 404C a total of 13 times, and the agency is coming under criticism for exploring the use of the authority this time because the Pebble Limited Partnership has not yet filed for permits. EPA Administrator McCarthy confirms that once in the past, the agency has used its 404C authority before permits have been applied for.
And you may ask yourself, well, why are we using it in this format today and at this time? And I think there's many good reasons why we should move forward with this. Number one is we've spent 3 years looking at this watershed, understanding the significance of mining this deposit and what it might mean for this watershed. We know how precious Bristol Bay is, and perhaps even equally important, it's raised uncertainties for the tribes. It's raised considerable uncertainties for the many thousands of people who rely on this fishery for commercial fishing opportunities. And we want to make sure that we put those uncertainties to rest one way or another using the authorities available to us that we have used effectively in the past.
The EPA confirms that with the start of the 404C process, the Army Corps of Engineers cannot issue a permit to fill in wetlands or streams associated with mining the Pebble deposit until the review process is complete. The Pebble Limited Partnership has said their goal for the year ahead is to advance the project into permitting, but that will likely be on hold until the EPA's review is complete. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.